When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephan James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin.
I believe that the internet has been the greatest advantage and breakthrough of our lifetime. And starting an online business and learning how to leverage the internet to make money from it is the greatest opportunity that we have. And that's why you see so many people today becoming millionaires and multimillionaires and billionaires. I mean, there's kids that are in their 20s that are now becoming billionaires, whether it's a Kylie Jenner leveraging Instagram and social media to a Mark Zuckerberg and starting Facebook. I mean, it's really mind-boggling the world that we live in today and the opportunities that present itself. And it's not that any of this is easy. Of course, it's hard work to build a business. There's a mindset. There's a lot of components in being successful with anything. But if you're committed enough and you put your time, your attention, your focus into learning the internet, learning how to build a business, learning how to leverage internet marketing, then it can truly change your life in so many incredible ways.
Let's talk about the process. Let's talk a little bit about it. Let's talk about what it takes to succeed in an online business. What are those factors that I'm talking about that will determine your success? A few just off the top of my head. Number one, and by the way, I just want to mention, I want to preface this a little bit. I've been involved in business and marketing for over 10 years now, but I've been teaching this stuff for the last 5 years or so. And I've worked with thousands of people that have been through my courses, thousands that I've worked with in workshops and seminars, one-on-one. I've seen those that have gone on to succeed, and I've seen those that have gone on to fail. And I hate to say it, it really saddens me, but it's the truth and the reality. There's way more people that fail and do not succeed than those that do succeed.
Some people just want it more than others. Now, a lot of people, they say they want it, but they really don't. They want it if it's easy, they want it if it's convenient, they want it if it doesn't cost money, if it doesn't require time, they want it if it falls in their lap. But if you're like that, you're not gonna do what it takes. You really gotta know why you want this and the benefits it'll provide for your life. And for me, I had that. I really dug deep and said, you know what, I want this. I will do whatever it takes. I don't care how long I fail, how many mistakes I make, I will learn from it and I'll keep moving forward with this because I believed in my vision and the benefits of what this would provide for me. And I didn't want to give up because I knew the alternative. The alternative was going to school, working a job that I hate for the rest of my life until I'm 65 years old and one day retire. For me, that was painful. For me, my parents went through a bankruptcy growing up, and that was so painful that I didn't want to go through that. Right now, today, there's about 4.3 billion people that have access to the internet. That's a lot of people. But over the next 10 years, that number is projected to increase to 7.5 billion people. So essentially over the next decade, there's an additional 3 billion people that are gonna have access to the internet that never did before. And that means that that is such an incredible opportunity for someone like yourself and myself to take advantage of the internet, because it doesn't matter what you're doing online. If you're selling on Amazon or Shopify or Facebook page or Instagram, you got a YouTube channel, a podcast, no matter what it is, you're gonna benefit from all this potential growth automatically, just by more and more consumers getting access to the internet, buying things online with all the technological advances that are coming, whether it's 5G technology, which is already here, but it's becoming more mainstream. It's making it a lot easier and faster for people to use and get access to the internet, to entrepreneurs like Elon Musk who are launching satellites into space so that the entire world can have access to high-speed internet. I mean, these are game changers that when you're part of the internet, a rising tide raises all boats. If you've got a boat in the water and the tide rises, the internet increases, improves, technology advances, you benefit from that. You've got to make sure that you dedicate the time to this. Everyone, it might take more time than others, depending on what you're doing. The more time you put in, the better, okay? But at the same time, don't let that be an excuse. Most people, they're starting their business, they're doing it on the side, part-time. You might have a 9-to-5, you do it in the morning before you go to work, or maybe you do it when you come home from work. But either way, you've got to dedicate the time to it. And you've got to make this important for you. You got to take this seriously. You got to say to yourself, you know what? This is like a second job, and it's more important than my current job, because my current job, yes, it provides for me, but my second job, my online business, is going to create me the freedom, the life that I want. It's going to take me to the promised land. My existing job's not. So you have to prioritize it and treat it as such. It's not just a hobby. This is serious. You got to show up every day and commit the time to it as if you had a boss that's riding your ass that's going to fire you if you don't show up and work on your online business. That's how serious you got to put this. If you're building a business, if you're learning how to sell on Amazon, if you're learning Shopify, how to create an e-commerce store, if you're learning how to run ads, if you're learning how to build a blog, if you're learning how to build a YouTube channel, Instagram, social media, if you're learning any of those skills as you're building your own business, a lot of people don't realize that those skills, what they learn, whether it's through a course or you study it through trial and error, all of that is valuable for you to then do that for someone else. Because here's the thing, how many companies out there that sell their products in their local store, their brick and mortar store, that have not yet transitioned to selling their product on Amazon? But because you took a course, because you learned, because you studied, because you've done it a few times before, you have a skill set that you could then go to all these companies and say, hey, listen, you're not selling online. I know how to put up products on Amazon. I know how to set up Amazon listings, fulfillment. I know how to handle all of that. I can do it for you. And these companies are more than happy to pay you and hire you for you to do the work for them. If you know how to publish books on Amazon, do you know how many authors that are out there that are great writers? They love writing. That's their gift and their purpose in life is writing, but they're not good at publishing. They're not good at marketing. They're terrified of technology. They don't know how to do that stuff. But because you've published some books before, you know the process, you can then go to them and you can essentially be a freelancer or create an agency where you provide services to these other authors, companies, and you can do the work for them. So that's another opportunity that a lot of people don't think about. And that's a great way for you to make money by trading your money up front to make that immediate income and develop your skills as you're building your own online business, which is more the passive income long-term stream for you. Now, I'd say the majority of people, it's not easy, especially if you have no experience in business. You've never been maybe successful in other aspects of your life. You have maybe disempowering habits and beliefs and mindsets that hold you back. If you have a lot of that going into a business, then it's going to be challenging for you. But I've always believed in an online business is a great journey to embark on, because through the journey in setting these goals, it forces you to grow. It forces you to evolve beyond your current state of being. It forces you to overcome your limiting beliefs and your fears and to take action, to get outside your comfort zone, to contribute and add value to the world by creating a product or a service or content that can benefit other people, because that's the only way you get followers and likes and subscribers and sales is through that process of adding value. It forces you to grow and evolve and become more. And for me, I've welcomed that and I've loved that, because the journey I've been on, although it's been very difficult and challenging, what I'm most proud of is not success and money and things like that. It's who I've become and the lives that I've touched.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% Lean Ground Sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.